The South Florida Everglades was once a 100-kilometer-wide, shallow body of water flowing from Lake Okeechobee to Florida Bay. Here resides a variety of wildlife. The Everglades have had humans degrade it for years, as the lake has been drained, consumed by nutrient pollutants from agricultural work, and invaded by a number of plant species, as a result reducing the lake to be half in size of its full one. This has also caused there to be a lack of biodiversity, as well as drying out of the land, making it vulnerable to wildfires. To help this issue, the U.S. government created the Everglades National Park to protect the water and land surrounding it. However, it was unsuccessful due to a large and extensive water distribution that cut off the water flow needed to uphold park wildlife. Due to all the environmental setbacks, by the 1970s, the government had fully recognized that this was a problem. They saw that it was reducing the wildlife, a primary reason for Florida tourism, as well as cutting water off from over 6 million residents. They established, as a solution, the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan, or the CERP, the largest ecological plan, with an objective to restore the river and water supply by buying more land to flood, creating reservoirs and underground water storage, and building new canals to catch over 80% of the water to restore it. In addition, Florida sugarcane farmers pushed for the Florida legislature to increase amounts of phosphorus they could release from their plants. Now, having to incorporate this issue, the project, once estimated to be completed in 30 years, is now set to be completed in 50. Also, as the price for land increases, so does the price of the project, leading to a risk of a lack in funding. This means that the project may just be abandoned altogether. However, this may be the case, and also that it may not fix nutrient problems in the soil, there is still hope for the restoration of this beautiful body of water and land.